You asked how I felt. And the reason I say it's a difficult question is because it was quite a series of moments for me that happened right after that. First of all, I've gone around in previous months with taking photographs of people who were willing to be photographed in East Baltimore, you know, just as part of a catching life there. And I had my camera with me on that afternoon. When I went over to the memorial service, I went with my camera. It's a little 35 millimeter camera. I decided not to use it out of respect for the occasion. It just didn't seem right to use the camera. However, when I was coming back east across Orleans Street into Central, and I looked up and I saw this happening, I wasn't even thinking. I just brought the camera up to my eye and I snapped three pictures. Mm-hmm. As I snapped those pictures, this group of youth turned and came toward me very quickly. And they were probably 100, 150 yards away, but it was a quick movement. It's hard to estimate, but I would say it was some distance. And in the front of them was an older youth. And as he came up to my car, he said, "Put that camera away." And I was so caught unawares. I mean, I was so like, why? I said, I'm a friend. I work at Legal Aid. I live here. I obviously did not understand the moment. So I was caught completely surprised. He said, "Put that camera away." And so that was it. I mean, I wasn't going to argue. I put it down. I got back into my car. I just stood by my car or stuck it outside the window of the car. The car window was open on the driver's side. I went to turn and I felt this explosion at the side of my face. And I thought, oh, damn, I probably have been shot. What a stupid thing. And I realized, you know, I had not gauged the situation properly. They didn't know who I was. I could have been a police informant. I could have been anybody out to record their faces. I mean, you know, they didn't know. Mm-hmm. This was my mistake. So I'm driving up Monument Street to rush to the emergency room with blood coming down here, and it's really hurting, at Hopkins, and a bunch of kids are in the back of a truck going down the other way, and they see me, and they point, they laugh. And I go into the emergency room, and when I get into the emergency room, people are beginning to come in from the neighborhood. Black folks are beginning to come in from the neighborhood as well. But I come in and they look at me and I say, "What happened?" They said, "We don't know what happened." I said, "Well, I want to know if I'm shot or not." They said, "Well, we can't tell. It doesn't look like you are, but we can't be sure." Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, listen, I want to get an x-ray or something to determine this." So they took me upstairs to get x-rayed. And they said, "Based on the x-ray, we don't see any kind of bullet or anything in there. You just got hit with something." Mm-hmm. So I went downstairs and was discharged with stitches and told to come back in 5 days to get my stitches removed. That night, I had set up with the community workers to have a party at my place. This is before King had been killed. It had been set up for about a week. Well, I wasn't going back to my place. I wasn't comfortable doing that, and I was just hurting. So I drove right out up Broadway and out Harford Road to Hamilton area, parked the car, sort of get my wits about me. And by now it's about Friday at 4:30, I mean Saturday 4:30, 5 o'clock, the National Guard and those people are beginning to be brought in and so on. I get out there and I'm about to get out of my car and I look down, I see something shiny and I pull this thing out from behind the passenger seat. It's the rusty lower half of a golf club. Wow. Kid had thrown it in like